Women's Cancer Pavilion specializes in the treatment of breast and gynecologic cancers. Working together with Mary Bird Perkins and Our Lady of the Lake Health and the region's leading providers to deliver the best possible outcome is at the heart of everything we do. From innovative surgical techniques to the most advanced treatment options, we don't stop until we've examined every possibility and answered every question. Because walking with women through every step of their cancer journey is what we do all day, every day at Women's Cancer Pavilion.
With Domino's Carside Delivery, you can carry out any three-topping pizza for just $7.99 without leaving your car. So you don't have to interrupt your kids' favorite song.
And we'll all be friends just for one.
You can interrupt this, actually.
Next time you order online and carry out three-topping pizzas for $7.99 each, try Domino's Carside Delivery. Just pull up to the store, check in online, and Domino's will bring your food right to you. Carry out and online only. Select this offer. Availability and charges may vary. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Crust availability varies by size. Local store may charge extra for toppings and sauces. Message and data rates may apply when using Domino's Carside Delivery.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to the season finale of Striving for It All. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll recap Game 4 of the 2022 WNBA Finals between the Connecticut Sun and the Las Vegas Aces. That's coming up right after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
Women's Cancer Pavilion specializes in the treatment of breast and gynecologic cancers. Working together with Mary Bird Perkins and Our Lady of the Lake Health and the region's leading providers to deliver the best possible outcome is at the heart of everything we do. From innovative surgical techniques to the most advanced treatment options, we don't stop until we've examined every possibility and answered every question. Because walking with women through every step of their cancer journey is what we do all day, every day at Women's Cancer Pavilion.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches.
I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Everybody, welcome back to the program, and now it's time for a recap of Game 4 of the 2022 WNBA Finals between the Connecticut Sun and Las Vegas Aces. If you haven't heard, yes, it is official. The Las Vegas Aces became the 2022 WNBA champions as the number one seed Aces defeated the third seed Connecticut Sun. Final score 78-71. For the Aces, Asia Wilson had a double-double with 11 points and 14 rebounds. Chelsea Gray finished with 20 points. Kelsey Plum finished with 15 points. Jackie Young finished with 13 points. And Raquana Williams finished with 17 points. On the losing side, for the Connecticut Sun, Alyssa Thomas had a triple-double with 11 points, 10 rebounds, and 11 assists. Thomas recorded the second triple-double in WNBA Finals history. Also, Jonquel Jones finished with 13 points. Courtney Williams finished with 17 points. Dawana Bonner finished with Brianna Jones finished with 12 points. And once again, the final score was the Las Vegas Aces 78, the Connecticut Sun 71. giving the Aces their first WNBA title in franchise history as Las Vegas wins the series 3-1. And the 2022 WNBA Finals MVP belonged to Chelsea Gray. I'll tell you one thing, Chelsea, not only did she have a great series, but Chelsea had a great postseason. What a playoffs Chelsea Gray had. I'll tell you one thing, Chelsea came in, handled her business, was sharp, just on all areas of the floor, both defensively and offensively. She stepped up when it mattered the most, and the Aces were grateful to have somebody, to acquire somebody like her. Of course, you know, this is Chelsea's second WNBA championship. She won her first title with the Los Angeles Sparks just a few years ago, and now she's definitely someone that took that magic and brought it to Las Vegas, being a member of the Aces. Again, Chelsea finished with 20 points. Here's Chelsea in action.
Gray splashes in another. In the corner, Gray, giving space, knocks down the jumper.
Oh,
Gray, oh yeah. We've seen a lot. Gray, a three is good. Out of the double, good movement here. Plum was a little delayed. Gray elevates and knocks it down. Wilson whacks it back. Gray tracks it down. Gray, one-on-one with Bonner. Oh, yeah. Chelsea Gray. Gray trying to work Bonner. Gray, the heavy, the swivel, the bucket. Gray, you bet. Chelsea Gray.
That audio was courtesy of the WNBA, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company, and you heard Ryan Rucco on the call as Chelsea Gray handled her business in Game 4, finishing with 20 points. Raquana Williams finished with 17 points. She hit a big shot late in the fourth quarter. Here's how it happened.
Williams on the attack. Step back jumper is good. Raquana Williams is taking over.
Her ability to elevate and hit shots over defenders. Great job with the step back. This is a player. Before she was in Vegas, she was in L.A. And when she was there, she thrived coming in off the bench. When she went to Vegas, she spent some time in the starting lineup. No, I want to come off the bench.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company. Ryan Rucco and Rebecca Lobo on the call. So Raquana Williams, as I mentioned earlier about Chelsea Gray being such a huge difference maker during this season, well, Raquana Williams coming off of the bench and handling her business, she finished with 17 points in Game 4. Another person that really stepped up their game this year, Kelsey Plum. What a season she had. She stepped up in major ways, emerging as one of the top guards, one of the top players in the WNBA. Just like Raquana hit a big shot late in the fourth quarter, Kelsey hit a big shot late in the fourth quarter to secure the 2022 WNBA championship for the Las Vegas Aces. Here's how Kelsey did it.
Five to shoot. Plum on the attack. Stops and hits. Kelsey Plum makes it a six-point Vegas lead.
The confidence that Becky Hammon has in Kelsey Plum before this shot, 4 of 11 on the day, goes to her strong left hand, gets the beat she needs, and then the smile afterwards. Wow.
All right, that audio again courtesy of the WNBA, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company. And man, Kelsey Plum, what a season that she had. She really stepped up her game, and Kelsey's definitely deserving of this feat, again, winning the WNBA championship. But before arriving to Las Vegas, of course, she was the number one pick in the WNBA draft just a few seasons ago, battling injuries throughout much of her professional career. But finally, this is the year that she gets over the hump and finally is healthy. And she made big contributions for the Aces this year. She finished Game 4 scoring 15 points. And now here are the final moments of the Las Vegas Aces celebrating their first WNBA championship.
And this season has come up, Aces! The city of Las Vegas has its first major professional title! The Las Vegas Aces, your 2022 WNBA champions!
Okay.
Asia Wilson had just about every trophy. Now she has the most important one. And Becky Hammon, the legendary player, with the help of a point guard penning her own legendary story, now has her first WNBA title.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company, Ryan Rucco, on the call. And it was official. The Las Vegas Aces win their first WNBA championship in franchise history. And at the end of the game, Asia Wilson, what a season she had. Now a two-time WNBA League MVP, also the winner of this year's League Defensive Player of the Year. She had a double-double in game four with 11 points and 14 rebounds. At the end of the game, here's Asia giving an interview.
Man, this is amazing. Like, honestly, our team fought through. We were resilient. We held each other accountable. And we just stuck it through. They went on their highs. We didn't get too high with our highs. Excuse me, Lord, I can't even talk. Didn't get too low with our lows. But, man, we champ! We champ! We champ! Man, I mean, you put in the work in the offseason to get it done. At the end of the day, I just want to make sure my body's right for my teammates. And when you got a point guard like Chelsea Gray, I ain't even worried about a damn thing. Man! Oh my, you see it! You see it! This is what we're building! This is what we're doing! Like, this is it! I'm so happy right now. Oh my God.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company. And you heard the sound in Asia's voice. She was excited. All of the Aces were excited, but particularly Asia. She said she was so excited, and that's what they're building on. And we're going to talk more about what they're going to be building on in just a little bit. But let's get to the 2022 WNBA Finals MVP, Las Vegas Aces guard Chelsea Gray. Here's what she had to say at the end of the game.
One player stood out, averaging 18 points a game during the finals, 6 assists, amazing point guard play, Las Vegas Aces MVP, Chelsea Gray.
We didn't like that feeling that we had last year. My teammates are awesome. I worked so hard for this. I don't know, Holly. I was just pushing it in, and hopefully it goes through the basket. My team that I have behind me, my parents, thank you guys so much. But I couldn't have done it without my team. They've been amazing. And I just worked so hard, Holly, just to be here and hold up the trophy. This is great, but that team trophy, that's what I've been working for. Keep that all-star and that first team. I got the ring, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company. And you hear the excitement and the tears of joy that Chelsea Gray shared with the audience in not only accepting the 2022 WNBA Finals MVP award, but also on top of that, she just talked about everything that she went through with the injuries and just going through the tough times and, you know, making sure that, you know, she held not only other people accountable, but holding herself accountable as well. And just, she also talked about briefly towards the end where she said she didn't make the All-Star team, but you know what? It didn't matter. The All-Star team is great, but what's even better is not only you win a WNBA championship, but you become Finals MVP. And Chelsea handled her business not just throughout this season, but throughout the playoffs as well. And speaking of handling their business for the Aces this year, Las Vegas Aces guard Kelsey Plum. Here's Kelsey at the end of the game.
Trying to impact the game in multiple ways. You know, it's not always about scoring. You know, it's about a lot of different things. And at the end of the day, I have the best team in the world. I have the best coach in the world. We weren't going back to Vegas.
Yeah.
We're going to a parade. That's why.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company. And Kelsey, never a dull moment with her. She said they were going back to a parade, and man, what a celebration they had along the Las Vegas Strip. And again, Kelsey finished with 15 points. How about Las Vegas Aces head coach Becky Hammon? First year she had with the Aces, of course, didn't get the San Antonio Spurs job, or she was not offered even an interview for a head coaching job in the NBA. But hey, God made it. God, you know, thank God for things that didn't happen the way she wanted it to, because she wound up becoming the head coach of the Las Vegas Aces after the resignation of Bill Laimbeer, and in her first season wins the WNBA championship. Here's Coach Hammond at the end of the game.
I don't know. It's hard to actually put into words right now. A little surreal. You know, when I took the job in December, I thought when I started kind of breaking down their rosters that I could do something with it. I had a vision of what I wanted to do with this team. And, you know, even when it got a little rocky, I think we stuck to it. We hit a kind of stay down in the dirt or get up kind of moment right after All-Star. And like usual, they chose to stand up. And we have tremendous leadership in that locker room. We have tremendous professionals. But I'll say it again, they're tremendous people. I mean, they're like, my kids are living their best life, those girls. You know, we try to make it a family atmosphere, bring everybody along, and I say all along, like, happy players make better players. And so in Vegas, we're trying to build a culture that players want to come and take part in something special, something bigger than themselves. So it's a little surreal. Maybe you can call me back in like a week when it sinks in. I mean, my journey's not by mistake. Every hard thing that I've gone through has built something in me that I've needed down the road. And even though it sucks in the moment to not be picked or to get hurt or whatever it might be, the hard stuff builds stuff in you that's necessary for life, and you'll be using it down the road. It may not feel like that in the moment. But for me, you know, it's not really about proving other people wrong. It's proving myself right. You know, if you guys haven't figured out yet, I don't really care. You like me, you don't like me, I don't care. I'm just going to be myself. And if you like me, great. If not, we just keep it moving.
All right, that audio was courtesy of the WNBA. And yet, Becky, well, Coach Hammond, I should say, and the Las Vegas Aces, hey, if you love them, great. If you like them, great. If you didn't like them, hey, like Coach Hammond said, she kept it moving and the Aces kept it moving, and they kept it moving in a major way as they would win their first WNBA championship in franchise history. So while head coach Becky Hammond and the rest of the Las Vegas Aces are going to be celebrating in this long offseason, unfortunately, the loser in this is going to have a tough pill to swallow for at least the next several months. Let's start off with the Connecticut Sun head coach, Kirk Miller. Here are his comments at the end of the game.
Yeah, you know, our team, you know, we talk about it that it's going to hurt when you care as much as we do, and they put their hearts and soul into seasons. When you come up short, it certainly, you know, really hurts. But that means that there was something that mattered and something special amongst that group of players when it hurts that much.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. You can hear the frustration in Connecticut Sun head coach Kurt Miller's voice, man. And he said it. It said, when you see the frustration and when you see the sadness, you know that it hurts. When it hurts, that means that it means more to not just to him, but the coaching staff and all of the players on the Connecticut Sun. And, man, what a 2022 season it was for them. We'll get more into Connecticut in just a little bit. Let's stay with the Sun for a moment. Alyssa Thomas, what a fantastic season she had. And she had a finish with 11 points, 10 rebounds, and 11 assists, recording the second triple-double ever in WNBA Finals history. Here's Alyssa at the end of the game.
I mean, nobody expected us to be here, first and foremost. They thought we would lose to Chicago. They thought we would lose to Dallas. And despite all of that, we made it to the finals. Unfortunately, it didn't go the way that we wanted to. But, I mean, we had fun. We played our basketball, and we stuck together all year. And, like I said, it just didn't go the way we wanted to.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. So Alyssa Thomas talking about the series that they had against the defending champion, Chicago Sky. No one expected them to beat Chicago. Everybody was saying the Sky would win the series easily. It didn't happen. Connecticut would wind up winning that series. And, of course, Connecticut went on to beat Dallas in the first round. So could no one expect the Connecticut to be in this position? But, again, Alyssa Thomas, one of the most ferocious players in the WNBA. Her defense, her rebounding, and her inside presence is just second to none. And a big ups to Alyssa. Tough way to go out, but she had a fantastic season. Also somebody that added a huge spark to the Connecticut Sun, that's guard Courtney Williams. Solid year she had for the Sun. Here's Courtney at the end of the game.
I mean, I think it's surreal, right? I was telling them in the locker room, like, to me it feel like I wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for these folks sitting beside me. You know, I went through a lot this off season, and a lot of people kind of threw the towel in on me. But these girls right here was my first phone call telling me to come here. So, I mean, it hurt. You know, we wish that the cards would have been dealt differently for us, but I'm grateful, you know what I mean, because ain't nobody have me being here, you know. A lot of people had me out of the league, so, you know, to go through what I went through and make it to the finals and be able to play beside my sisters again, like, oh man, I can't even be upset. Like, I'm just happy to be here.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and Courtney Williams. This in being her first year, completing her first season with the Connecticut Sun. She mentioned about the offseason troubles that she had with the previous team that she was with, a member of the Atlanta Dream. But Courtney was able to turn that around. And what a fantastic year, again, that she had for the Connecticut Sun as their point guard. Again, in game four, she finished with 17 points. And finally, last year's regular season MVP, Jonquel Jones. Jonquel finished with 13 points in game four. Here she is at the end of the game.
Yeah, that, you know, this team has heart. This team has a lot of pride. This team, you know, everybody's made sacrifices for us to be able to be back here. And like Courtney said, the chips didn't fall on the way we wanted them to, but there's a lot of selflessness and a lot of sacrifices to be able to have this team back together and make this run. You know, while it's tough and it's disappointing, we get to say that we were one of the last two teams standing and playing for a championship. And so I got a lot of pride and a lot of joy with the moments that I've had with this team and how the ladies have been ready to play every night.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. And again, you can hear the sadness and the frustration in Jonquel Jones's voice. Last year's WNBA right league MVP and someone, again, that always brings it night in and night out, and you can just hear the frustration in her voice, and you can rest assured that her, along with the Connecticut Sun, are going to be primed and ready for the 2023 WNBA season. All right, so now let's look ahead now to the season for the Connecticut Sun. Right now, Alyssa Thomas is going to be back. Jonquel Jones will be back. Dawana Bonner is expected to be back as well. I'm sure Brianna Jones will also be back as well. Of course, head coach Kurt Miller is going to really have much of his core lineup intact back for next season. I know one thing's for sure. Connecticut, they're going to compete. I see them competing at least for the next 2 to 3 years. They're definitely going to be a team that's definitely somebody that's going to be a team that's definitely somebody that's going to, they're going to have to watch. And on top of that, also, too, they're going to be a team to be feared, not just in the Eastern Conference, but they're going to be competing in all of the WNBA for at least the next several seasons. Hopefully, Jasmine Thomas will be back. Jasmine suffered a gruesome injury. Also, Bria Hartley had an injury as well. We'll see Dejanay Carrington hopefully will continue to be in her maturation process. She'll be primed and ready to go. So, offensively and rebounding and getting points in the paint, they're tough. But they're going to have to get at least some more shooters and maybe get some more quick feet in the backcourt. But overall, Kurt Miller, he should be intact because Connecticut's going to be solid for at least the next 2 to 3 years in their nucleus with Jonquel Jones, Alyssa Thomas, and Dawana Bonner. They're going to be straight. And you've got Brianna Jones coming off the bench as the sixth player of the year. She's definitely going to be around for quite some time in the Connecticut organization. Also, Natisha Heidemann, there's hopefully she should be back. Courtney Williams will definitely be back, and she said that she would she's definitely coming back, so we'll see. So again, the next 2 to 3 years are going to be crucial for the Connecticut Sun, and hopefully they can turn things around and hopefully stay not just on top of the Eastern Conference, but compete in the WNBA. As for the 2022 WNBA champions, the Las Vegas Aces, everybody's under contract for the next at least 3 years. Asia Wilson, the two-time league MVP, she's not going anywhere. Chelsea Gray, she's not going anywhere. Kelsey Plum, she's not going anywhere. Also, the likes of Jackie Young, Raquana Williams, can't forget about Kia Stokes, who brings the defense to the team. For the Aces, De'Arica Hamby is not going anywhere. T-Play, Teresa Plaisance, those ladies aren't going anywhere. And that core group, Raquana Williams, Jackie Young, Kirsten Bell, just finished her rookie year. So, man, this team is scary because they're going to be together for at least the next 3 to 4 years. And they have – this could be the makings of a dynasty. And Becky Hammon just completing her first year. And, of course, Natalie Williams did an excellent job of being the general manager of the Aces, and along with Nikki Fargus, who's the president of the Las Vegas Aces. This roster is primed for the next 3 to 4 years, and we could have a dynasty in the making. This would be interesting. We haven't seen a dynasty in the WNBA really since the Houston Comets of like the late 90s and early 2000s, if I'm not mistaken. So, but this team is again, as I stated earlier, this team is primed and they're ready. This team is ready for the next 3 to 4 years to take over the WNBA. Again, everyone's under contract. Nobody's going anywhere for the time being. And this just looks like a team that's destined. They're destined to just take over the competition. They're destined to leave a stamp of approval and leave their mark on the rest of the league. So big ups to the Las Vegas Aces and congratulations to them on winning the 2022 WNBA championship. Again, the final score in game four of the 2022 WNBA finals. The number one seed Las Vegas Aces beat the third seed Connecticut Sun 78-71. For the Aces, Asia Wilson had a double-double with 11 points and 14 rebounds. Chelsea Gray finished with 20 points. Kelsey Plum finished with 15 points. Jackie Young finished with 13 points. And Raquana Williams finished with 17 points. As for Connecticut, Alyssa Thomas had a triple-double with 11 points, 10 rebounds, and 11 assists. She recorded the second triple-double in WNBA Finals history. Jonquel Jones finished with 13 points. Courtney Williams finished with 17 points. Dawana Bonner finished with 12 points. And Brianna Jones finished with 12 points. So Las Vegas wins the series 3-1, and the 2020 WNBA Finals MVP belongs to Chelsea Gray. And all I can say is this, the 2022 season was one for the ages. We had to say goodbye to a few superstars with the likes of Sue Bird and Sylvia Fowles. And also, we said hello to possibly the beginning of a brand new dynasty with the Las Vegas Aces. And also, not only did we say goodbye to some familiar friends and a possible hello to a new dynasty, but also our hearts were heavy as we continue to monitor the Brittany Griner situation. Brittany is doing the best that she can while she's overseas in Russia, and the WNBA dedicated this season to her and never forgot about BG24. And certainly BG is definitely someone that's been on the hearts and minds of many for really since the beginning of this WNBA season. And certainly BG is not too far away, and certainly again, hopefully that she's holding out. Hopefully she can make something, make the best of the situation as the political things, and hopefully things can work out. And hopefully one day she could be home. And I said BG24, I mean the BG42, and that was the message of this year's WNBA season, was BG42. And that's going to do it for this season of Striving for It All. Until next season, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson. Thank you so much to you, the listeners out there, for tuning in all season long for your WNBA news and notes, your information and everything, just to keep you guided throughout the course of this season. Until next year, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to Striving for It All.